Welcome to the Credit Union Media Podcast number one. My name is Paul Atkinson, and this is the very first in what I hope to be a series of podcasts that talk about saving money here in County Durham. We're going to be talking about the Durham Savers Project with David Tinmouth from Durham County Council. And we'll be hearing from Ron Hogg, Police Crime and Victims Commissioner for County Durham and Darlington. Now, a recent piece of research carried out by the banks, I think it was last year, 2016, revealed that over half the population have less than £100 in savings. And this means that faced with an unexpected bill, half of us would be forced to borrow the money to pay it, or worse still, not be able to pay the bill at all. Of course, the decision to save money is a personal one, as well as a financial choice. And people often find themselves stuck between what they want to do, i.e. save money, on a regular basis, and what they think they can afford to do. Everyone's financial situation is different, so not everyone can save the same percentage of their income, but most of us could save something. So we're going to be looking at some of the ways money can be saved. Let us know what you think. Is saving a good idea, or is it something of old and we don't need it anymore? Debt is a better option. So Ron Hogg, Police Crime and Victims Commissioner for County Durham and Darlington, big supporter of the Durham Savers Programme. And this is what he had to say when we caught up with him a couple of weeks ago. So we're up at police headquarters at Akeley Heads in County Durham, and we're about to pop in and see Ron Hogg, the Police Crime and Victims Commissioner for County Durham and Darlington. And we just want to get his perspective on illegal money lending, loan sharks, and how the credit union can play a part in helping families here in County Durham.
One of the big problems we're actually facing today is the ease of access to loans, to credit cards, etc. And what happens is that, sadly, many people overstretch themselves and find that they cannot repay these loans. That then means that they quite often will actually either turn to crime to find the money to pay these loans off, or indeed they might turn to loan sharks, which means then borrowing money at a very inflated rate, and they can never really get clear of the debt. And it just creates an ongoing crime problem and allows actually criminal groups to lend money to exploit people who haven't got money in the first place. That's why Durham Savers is so important to me. I think one of the key things, if we link back to Durham Savers, is for people to get advice on how to run your finances. We do need to plan much more successfully in this regard, because if we fail to do that, because of the demands on us in our society today, there are things that we're going to want, and we'll either, as I say, take out loans that we can't afford, which has us dealing with criminals to get these loans in the first instance. And I understand about how tight it is for people, but that makes it all the more important to actually get this advice and run your finances properly. The High Street Bank is about making money out of you, it's about charging for this, it charges interest rates and so forth, whereas credit unions are not for profit. It's about making sure that the money that they actually have, the money they invest, the profit they make, goes back into helping people. And that is what's just so fabulous about it. It's a simple theory, and it's there to benefit all of us. It's important that people put money in to invest so that others can actually get money out when they need it. So vitally important, if you're not in one and you've got financial problems, look it up straight away.
And that's Ron Hogg, Police Crime and Victims Commissioner for County Durham and Darlington.
Your local credit union's not just there for those that have fallen on hard times, you know. It's there for everyone. With so many people in County Durham suffering from the effects of high-cost credit, wouldn't it be nice, and frankly better for local businesses, if more money was available to spend locally? Well, you can help. By saving with your local credit union, Money can be lent to those who might otherwise turn to more expensive credit providers, who not only charge between 200 and 4,000% APR, but they suck the money out of the local economy. By saving, you can also benefit from a bonus at the end of the year in the form of a dividend. It's a much safer and much cheaper alternative. For sensible loans and effective savings, speak to your local credit union.
Now, David Tinmouth is the Principal Economic Development Officer from Durham County Council. And David plays a big part in the Durham Savers Project, along with myself, to get the word out there about the credit union being a better option than our high interest, high street providers. We caught up with David a few weeks ago, and this is what David said about the Durham Savers Project.
Durham Savers is about changing the culture within County Durham, away from a dependency on high cost credit and into a one of a savings culture, using sensible savings and sensible borrowing. It's about saving by better financial decision making and putting aside small amounts on a regular basis. Finance can be at the heart of many of the problems that our families are facing within County Durham. Many staff tell us that the families that they work with have no room in their budgets to save on a regular basis. And we don't want to lecture families about how they manage their own budgets, but with the right support, savings can be made. The credit unions have really undersold themselves over the last few years. There's a very little understanding of what they can do to support families, and families have become totally dependent on these high-cost providers, paying way over the odds for what they actually need. So we're hoping that families will use the credit unions more actively. Our aim for the county is that we all become Durham Savers.
That's David Tinmouth. So that's it for today's podcast. We hope to be doing more of these in the future and providing some information about what's going on in the county and about the Durham Savers Project. By the way, if you want any more information about the Durham Savers Project, the web address is www.durhamsavers.info. And we also have a page on the County Council website. So just type in Durham Savers when you get to the County Council website and it'll take you to the page. Okay, thanks for listening. My name is Paul Atkinson. I hope that wasn't too bad for my first attempt. And we'll see you next time.